everybody doing? Yeah, we're going to have a baby dedication today. Y'all ready for that? Yeah. All right. If you would like to come on up, you can sit in the first row if you want. Baby dedication is a biblical event that takes place in a newborn's life. Parents and loved ones are involved in this young person's life for as long as they live. We know that. They help to watch them, raise them up, discipline them, and speak into their lives so that they won't ever veer off course. When we dedicate our children to God, He provides three things through His word: protection, guidance, and anointing. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was dedicated in the temple. In Luke 2:22, it says, "Now when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him." In Proverbs 22:6, it says, "Train up a child in the way they should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Notice it does not say to train up a child in the way you want them to go. The way they should go is in the direction of what the Word of God says. Bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. A child's salvation is not guaranteed through dedication, because we know children, when they grow up to be teens and adults, can stray away from God's protection by their own free will. But we believe God's word and action will not return to Him void. So it's imperative that the parents stay connected to God in their own personal relationships so that they can train their child up in righteousness and in godliness. In today's culture, we have so many avenues of information that our children can get a hold of and begin to go astray. Parents, this is your responsibility to make sure the information they receive is godly, holy, and true. But always remember, you can't take your child where you haven't gone yourself. So before you teach and train your child up, make sure you put into practice what you're getting. Amen? If you want to come on up, you can say this pledge. You can stay right there. And then when I say something, you just say, "We do," if you agree with it. "In the sight of God and this congregation, do you understand that the vows you are about to speak are binding before your Heavenly Father? Do you promise to teach your child about Jesus early in her life and lead her to the Lord? Do you promise to raise up your child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord and see to it that she has godly friends that know and have a personal relationship with Jesus? Will you instruct her in the way of holiness and live a life that may be a good example for her? Through these prayers and proclamations, we mark your child with the seal of the Holy Ghost. For spiritual precedence, in Hebrews 11:28, it says, by faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who was destroyed, the firstborn, should touch him. Concerning the little ones, in Matthew 18, it says, therefore, whoever humbles himself as a little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one like a little child, like this child, is like this child in my name receives me. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a millstone hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Each child has an angel of protection. And in Matthew 18, it says, take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that in heaven, their angels always see the face of my Father in heaven. In Galatians 3:29, it says, and if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Your child is an heir according to the promise. And we are children of God, and we are God's anointed, and we are not to be touched. In 1 Chronicles 16, it says, remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying to you, I will give the land of Canaan as an allotment of your inheritance. When you were few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another and from one kingdom to another, he permitted no man to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sake. Do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. Children are seeds of righteousness who are in the care of the Almighty and living in the home of kings and priests of the Most High. And we set a bounty on any person who spirit who touches God's little ones. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I dedicate Kinsley and Sander to you, Lord. And Father God, I thank you for this beautiful life that you have blessed them with. We speak blessings over this baby's life because she belongs to you. Protect her from all hurt, harm, and danger. And let the plans that you have for her, a future and a hope, come to full measure. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This is for you. And also some gifts for you. Thank you. God bless you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. God thank bless you. You. Good young man. One of two here. Y'all ready to get into the word or go play some pickleball? I'll tell you what, I said, people's competitive juices come out when you're playing. How to cover my ears. That's why. I'm just playing. It was fun. My wife and I went out the next day and played. So it was good. If you can make it out, make it out. I think, what is that thing called? Three on three. Who's the third guy? What is it called? Mortimer or something? See, you could stay in the back and just hit. It doesn't matter. It'll be fun. And if you got your Bibles, open up to Genesis 1. The title of my message today is Don't Stop Creating. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first years, 1,000 years, right? First day. It only required a day. God is the only one that's eternal. God made this world out of nothing. Literally out of nothing. The invisible to create it, the visible. So the spiritual world is just as real as the natural world. Some people may get caught up, well, I don't believe all that stuff. Well, have you seen God? Do you believe in God? Have you seen him? He created all things. God spoke and saw that it was good, and we know that for a fact. By the power of God's word, he can create anything. By his word, he can create anything he wants. But do you believe that about yourself? God, using his word, he used the word to create all things, but can you believe that about yourself? Can you put God's word into your mouth and in your heart and have it come out of your mouth? And can you create as well? Because I'm going to show you that you can through his word. It's easy to get others to say what you want, but God doesn't want you getting others to say it. He wants you saying it. He wants you speaking it. He wants you believing it. He wants you living it out. You know, we can get other people. As a young kid, I used to get my brothers to try to tell my dad to ask my dad certain things for me. I have to do it. Now, they would go and do it, but he knew it was for me. I have to go out and do it. It's easy to get someone else to pray for you, but do you believe your own prayers? Do you believe that you're going to get the results that you're believing the Lord for? In Genesis 1:26, it says, then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So you have dominion over creeps. Anybody creepy out there, you got dominion over them. That dude's creepy. God calls you by name, and he created you in his image and in his likeness. He is the first one to start the NIL deal. Name, image, and likeness. First one. Male and female, he created them. Two genders. Male, female. When you die, and if they were to ever dig up your body again, they're going to identify you by male, female. We did not evolve from some slime. We are created by God, who is the creator of this world. He is the beginning. He is the end. He is the Alpha and the O. We have to change up some songs, I think. Because sometimes we'll have songs that say, there is no one like our God. And there is no other God like it. But we are created in his image. So we are like him. We are not God, but we are like him. Think about that. We could, sometimes we might reduce ourselves down to nothing. We're like God. He created us in his image. Out of all the creations that he had, all the birds, the air, you know, the fish, the animals, and dinosaurs, if they're here, what have you, we're created in his image. We're special. Angels aren't even created in the image of God. Think about that. Wow. They serve you. You're created in his image. We are like him. God created things by his command. We create things by our hands and our mind, and with our words we can heal or we can destroy. In Hebrews 11:3, it says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen are not made of things which are visible. In Psalms 33:6, it says, by the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all of the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. And we have more than just one scripture in the Bible that talks about God creating everything with his word. You can't get more clear than that. How did all this come about? By the word of the Lord. In Isaiah 40:26, it says, lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things, who brings out their host by number. He calls them all by name, by the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one missing. Every single star has a name. They are numbered, and he calls them by name. That's how great God is. He didn't have to name them, but he names them, and he names them all. How much more about the ones he created? He knows every amount of hair that you have on your head. He knows the number of it. And Lord, I am missing a few. That's why I shave it. Bring them back in the name of Jesus. I asked my daughter-in-law, she does hair and stuff, and I was like, do you have that spray on hair? I want to get a fade. I got the small little cul-de-sac up here. I was like, this, forgive me for that. We shouldn't be making fun of ourselves, because we're created in the image of God, right? He says, look up at the heavens and do you see the stars? The stars have a name. Say, I am. Just repeat after me. Say, I am. Created in God's image. That means I have creativity in me. I have a great mind. I am the righteousness of God. And the memory of the righteous is blessed. And what I set my hands to will prosper. And what I set my mind to will prosper. And I will have whatever I say. In Jesus' name, amen. Wait, let me retract. And I will have whatever I say according to the word of God. In Jesus' name. We don't want anybody going out doing some voodoo junk on people. Jesus did not die for that, okay? In John 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. You are God's greatest creation. So with all that being said, God's greatest creation is you and I. We got to act like it. Doesn't mean we're better than us. We just have dominion over everything that he has given us, and that he's created. We don't have dominion over each other, but we do have dominion over all the other stuff on earth. We're his creation. He took time to form you and knit you together. In Psalm 139, it says, for you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. On the internet, I seen a picture of an ultrasound of a baby's face with a hand on it. I don't know if anyone ever seen that one and what have you. Now, I just want to make it clear. I don't know if that's 100% real. I thought it was pretty cool. But I don't know if that's 100% real, because some people will say, well, see, this shows that God is real. I said, but if the photo ends up being fake, then it just kind of wanes on people's faith. I said, now, I got the word of God, and I don't need physical evidence of God being real, because I believe his word, period. So no matter what people shroud and all that, no matter what they discover, I stick with the word, because people can make stuff up. A lot of things could be AI generated. You never know. But I thought that was just a pretty cool story in that picture of that little baby's face. And there's like hands on it. What? God's forming him in his mother's womb. God knew you in the womb. He formed every person in your mother's womb. It shows you how valuable you are to him, that he took the time to do that. And even as a nation, we need to value all children, because they are fearfully and wonderfully made. Abortion interferes with God's creation. It robs God of fulfilling his plan for that child. That's why we have to be a nation that fears the things of God. Children are valuable. They are important. They need to be protected. And when people take advantage of that, that breaks his heart. The Lord does not want you to stop creating in your life. You have all that creativity in you. It's one of those things that is just built right into you. Everyone has something that God has placed on the inside of them. And remember, it is not for you. It's to help other people. Your giftings, your talents, your abilities. I talked about this last year. I'm getting ready to go this week as well. But I went to a Vanguard event last year at Tulsa for FCF. And I was there one morning. I woke up and jumped out of bed and stuff, you know, and I got up and I sat right back down as the room was spinning. I said, what is going on? And I was just and I ended up laying down. And so I didn't go, because I was just like walking. I'm trying to walk straight. And somebody said it was like vertigo or something like that in my ear. It's like, what? But I ended up going to the night one. I missed the morning session. I went to the night one and I was at the book table there was a lady who was just talking and stuff, and I was looking at some books. She goes, is everything all right? I said, yeah, I missed the first session, but I had some stuff going on, and, you know, my ear, I was just out of balance. So she just prayed for me right there. You didn't have to do no altar call or anything like that. She just prayed for me. And you know what? Went, finished the conference, went home, went to the hotel, lay back down and got up, popped right back up. No spinning. And it's been that way ever since. I said, been healed ever since. Her giftings wasn't for her, but it was for me. Somebody has a gift that is for someone else. It's never just for you. It's not just so you speak over your life. It's for you to speak over somebody else's life. Ephesians 2 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We are saved by grace through faith and not by works, lest any man should boast. And God has made us his workmanship." One translation says, "We are his masterpiece." We are his masterpiece, which God has placed, what God has placed on the inside of you will bring glory to him and for others. And it will be to help them. It will be to bless them. It will be to deliver them, because it's to meet every need in their life. What he's placed on the inside of you. So why do you think the enemy always wants you distracted? So if you've been stuck, cast all those cares upon the Lord, because he cares for you, and get back to creating. Not creating drama, not creating lies. That's not what he's giving you that ability to do. But create something that he has placed on the inside of you so that you can glorify him and bless others in the process. You all have that in you. It doesn't matter your age. Young to the oldest. The youngest one in here. Who's the youngest one in here? Let me see. Who's that? The little baby to Tom. You can create. I think he's the oldest in here, right? Yeah. But all of you have that creativity in you. All of you. Tom, forgive me for that. If that, he probably didn't even hear. He's like, I don't hear. You know, it's always good to hang around with those who are creative. In Romans 12:2, it says, "Stop imitating the ideas and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in his eyes." See, excuse me. When you spend time with God and his word, he will totally reconstruct on how you think, how you talk, how you live, believe, and how you create. Anybody has a, who has iPhones in here? Raise your hand. Most of you have an iPhone. Now, I don't know about you, but I it comes with that cord, but eventually that cord just ends up kind of jacking up at the end and stuff like that. So you have to go buy some cheap knockoffs. And some of those cheap knockoffs don't charge as quick as you need it to charge. I mean, you be there, you sit it there, and 4 hours later, and it's at 3%. Wait a minute. Something ain't right. But it's not, you don't have the right cord to go, you don't have the right connectivity. You don't have the right cord that goes with it. You need that lightning cable cord. There are some that make those lightning cables that are even faster than what Apple makes. You need the right one. And sometimes we got to stay connected to God. We can hang out with other people. We can hang out with people who aren't as creative. And then we'll see our creativity just begin to become dormant. But when you get around people that have great ideas, you get around God, you get in his word. I said, all that stuff, he begins to just fill you up with his word, his thoughts, because his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He begins to fill us up with all of those things, those ideas on the inside of us, and we can become more creative. But if you get around people who are just always griping and complaining, you're not going to create nothing else but drama. You get into the word. We stay connected to the source. He's going to fill us up more and more. That comes by the Holy Spirit. Stop imitating and start creating originals. Yeah, you can probably go off of someone else's vision and do well, but there's something different about creating your own. It's established and rooted in the time you spent in the presence of God. It says, being inwardly transformed by the culture, the opinions of others. By the Holy Spirit, you are inwardly transformed when you stop being influenced by our culture. You have to understand, especially with young believers, the world doesn't even know God. In John 1:10, it says, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. The world will want you to go along with what they're saying, how they're doing it, and they need you to compromise in that area. Why? Because this is going to be cool. Now, I'm not saying there ain't no cool stuff out there. But here's the thing. I said, but God wants you created in his image. He wants you transformed by the renewing of your mind. The world did not know him. And for the most part, they still don't know Jesus. The world hates Jesus and the children of God. So why would believers ever want to conform to what the world says? Allow the word of God to transform you into his likeness. You don't want to get to that place to where you have the word and he's transforming you inwardly. Then all of a sudden you get around the wrong people and then it just stops. That transformation just stops. And now you just look like your own, you know, you got bad connectivity and you just got a circle on the inside of you just buffering. Well, if you just get back to the right source, I guarantee you, everything that he's down trying to download on the inside of you is going to come to fruition. It's going to come to fruition. But you get around the wrong people and you're not fully developed. All that stuff is going to become stagnant. You'll be buffering for quite some time. But in Philippians 1:6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he who begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Your creativity comes from being filled with God and his word. He created you, so wouldn't it make sense to stay connected to the one who gives us life? Just makes sense, right? The world will take your life, but God gives us life, and he gives it to us abundantly. You know, John 10:10. He's come that we may have life and have it more abundantly, right? Let your heart and mind be set on the things above, things that honor God, things that will bless others in a way to where it makes a major impact on their lives. In Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. See, if your thoughts determine your actions, just imagine what you can accomplish if you set and lock your thoughts on things that are true, things that are noble, things that are just, things that are pure, things that are lovely and of good report. We know how to worry, but do we know how to meditate on those things? It's the same thing. It's just you're focused on the positive rather than the negative. If you do this, it will help your creativity reach a whole new level. Your creativity will lead people to God or lead them astray. When people created idols out of wood and stone, like when it came to King Nebuchadnezzar, they erected this huge statue. They were using their creativity. I like walking around buildings. When I went to St. Louis and stuff like that, I'm watching these buildings and stuff, and I'm just looking at the architecture of the building and everything. I was like, man, this was built, what, how many years ago? Look at these roads. Man, these roads are still together. And we got potholes 3 weeks later. It shouldn't be. Well, I know they need a job. The gift, the talent, the ability and the creativity that you have is to bring honor and glory to God. But it is not so that you could create and make an idol for yourselves in your own life. Look at what my hands have done. Look at, I created this. I done all this. And it's not for you to make an idol out of anyone else. Look at what they've done. Listen, God is not a respecter of persons. If he did it through them, he could do it through you. That's the way I look at it. I said, man, look at this. This person has, they got this ministry, they got that. I said, God, you can do it through me. I just need to get to the place to where I've done what they did and spent time in the Lord, with the Lord in his presence, seeking revelation from them. God is not a respecter. He's not withholding any good thing. He doesn't want you lacking in any area of your life. He's not a respecter. So we don't ever have to get to that place to where we become jealous of people. God, you did it for them, you could do it for me. He's already done it for you through his blood. Because God is not a respecter of persons. If he did it for them, he did it through you. He'll do it for you. In Exodus 31, it says, then the Lord spoke to Moses saying, see, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, and the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the spirit of God in wisdom and understanding and knowledge and in all manner of workmanship to design artistic works, to work in gold and silver and bronze and cutting jewels for setting and carving wood and to work in all manner of workmanship. God has filled you with his Holy Spirit. And he said, if any of you lack wisdom in the book of James, to ask, because he gives to all liberally and without reproach. Ask and it will be given to you. We have his Holy Spirit. We have that creativity. Yeah, that was that guy back in the old covenant, but God, can you do it today? He has been doing it. Lord, what is it you put in my heart? What is it that you want me to create? Where is it that there's a need that needs to be met? And help me to fulfill it. Get those ideas flowing again. You know, great minds will discuss ideas. Get around those great minds. You begin to discuss and start bouncing ideas off of each other. You're going to create something great that's going to be for his glory, and it's going to be able to help other people. God, I can't do this. The woe is me attitude is gone. We don't need to go there anymore. You're created in his image. He calls you by name. You're created in his image and in his likeness. Time to stop beating yourself up. And let's go. Let's get creative. Don't stop creating. If you're going to create chaos, create it for the devil. Amen. Never forget it is God that gives you the ability to get wealth, to create, and to bless others. Don't allow another day to go by without acknowledging who he is and what he has done for you. Someone once said, in life you will be remembered by two things. By all the problems you created, and by the problems you solved. You have the answer. Acts 4:12 says Christ is the answer. But neither is there salvation for any other, for there is no other name under heaven given by men whereby we must be saved. You have a relationship with Jesus if you've given your life to him. And if you've never given your life to Jesus and you want to do that for the first time today, he is the way. Just raise your hand if you want to do that. We don't have to close our eyes and bow our head and be religious. That's a bold step of faith. If you've never given your life to Jesus and you want to do that for the first time, raise your hand. And if you've never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and you want to do that, just ask. Ask God, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. And he will do that. And I'm telling you, you go from being here to here, because now you have an empowerment on the inside of you. You have the Spirit of God on the inside of you. And whenever you pray, and if you do, when you do get that prayer language, pray for a prayer language to be able to speak in tongues, because it says you're not speaking to man, you're speaking directly to God. The enemy cannot mess your plans up when you do that. That's why I love it. He cannot mess your plans up. And then what it does is just stirs something on the inside of you. Father God, we thank you. If there's anyone here who needs healing in their body, raise your hand. Hallelujah, we see that. Anyone else? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Father God, we speak healing into the bodies right now in the name of Jesus. You saw those hands. You saw what they need. You know what they need. And from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, we speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. Pain, we command you right now to go away. Stiffness, soreness, we command you right now to go away. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for filling them with your Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. And before you leave, act on it. Whatever you can't move, whatever's hurting, act on it. If it's your stomach, go out and get that meal that you couldn't eat. We thank you. Father God, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Y'all get something out of that? Be creative. Some of you stopped. For whatever reason, you stopped. Because of family, because of an illness. But get back to it. I really don't care what culture says. Because God's Spirit has not waned, it's not grown tired, it's not powerless, still lives on the inside of you. So don't stop creating. Just because of your age, young, or you're in your mids, you know. I'm not going to say you're old. You got years to go. Amen. Y'all stand. Y'all can stand. Praise the Lord. Dang. Rhonda, you're pretty creative, aren't you? Y'all know her? I don't know. You build things. Have you stopped? Okay. But have you still been building? Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Okay. You play music, don't you? Okay. Artist. You have some songs in you. let them out. Because they will be honoring to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for all you've done. And we just lift you up, Lord. We thank you for creating us in your likeness, in your image. Lord, we can do nothing without you. Help them every step of the way, Lord, in everything they're doing, Lord. We thank you for new doors opening up. People on their jobs, their businesses, Lord, we thank you that you are blessing the work of their hands. We thank you for favor in every aspect of their life, Lord. That they would see things that they've only dreamed about, Lord, that it will start to come to fruition in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. We'll see you Wednesday if you come.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.